So here you have all sorts of literature and symbolic expressions which you all would lump as myths, and of which only a small part has the character of a story. As you have seen from the enumeration already, also, all human problems and situations with which we are familiar, question of loss of existence, questions of alienation, of crisis, of empire, of personal crisis, and so on, all are subject matter of expression in a peculiar medium. So not only just one block-like peculiar conception of this or that. And I want now to give you one or two examples of what that looks like in times of crisis, what really expression in the medium of cosmological civilization is what it looks like if it is not a story. And I want to give two examples. One example, perhaps I can do that still today, from the point of view of the ruler, and one example from the point of view of the common man. Now, from the point of view of the ruler, there is preserved a very interesting, we have no term for that, a declaration of the only female pharaoh, the Queen Hatshepsut, 1501 to 1480 before Christ, on occasion of the restoration of order after the expulsion of the nomad invaders, the Hyksos. Let me read you that information of the queen to the people. Hear all ye people and folk, as many as they may be. I have done these things through the counsel of my heart. Now she tells what you think. I have not forgetfully slept, but have restored what had been ruined. I have raised up what had gone to pieces. When the Asiatics were in the midst of Avaris in the Northland, the Hyksos, and among them were nomads, overthrowing what had been made, they ruled without Re, the Egyptian god. And he, Re, did not act through divine command down to my majesty. That was a crisis. Now comes the result of restoration. I am established on the thrones of Re. I was foretold for the limits of the years as the one born to conquer. I am come as the Ureus serpent of Horus, flaming against my enemies. I have made distant those whom the gods abominate, and earth has carried off their footprints. That was the restoration. And now the interpretation. This is the command of the father of my fathers, who comes at his appointed times of Re, the sun god. And there shall not occur damage to what Amon, Re, has commanded. My own command endures like the mountain. The sun disk shines forth and spreads rays over the titles of my majesty, and my falcon is high above my name standard for the duration of eternity. Now here you see what a so-called mystical expression is. Here speaks a ruler after the Hyksos have been expelled from the country. And now comes in two, always in pairs, first, the achievement of the queen. She has restored what had been ruined. And the characterization of ruin is, they ruled, these invaders, the chaotic invaders, without the sun god. So there is rule without proper rule. And God did not act through divine command down to my majesty. That is, the order is mediated through the pharaoh, from the gods, and the gods did not let the order flow from himself through the pharaoh down to the empire of the people living in the empire. So that is the definition of disorder. Now when it is re-established, then the pharaoh is again the mediator of divine order to the people, thanks to the god. And then comes, in the second part, again opposed to one another, this is the command of the father, and my own command induced like the mountains. Always a parallel between the king and the God of the king and the order.
The time for order, by the way, you is Ma'at. So that goes all through the order. The Ma'at is dispensed from the gods down through the pharaoh to the empire, the administrators and the people. So when that cause is interrupted, then there is this order. So you may call it a story, I don't know if you think it is a story, but it is a description of the dynamics of order in terms of the relation between the god, the king, the people, and the invader.